Good. Today here in worship, we are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We have had to wait a whole year for Christmas. But people had to wait a long, long time for the very first Christmas.
The prophet Isaiah lived 700 years before Jesus, and he told the people to have hope because the Savior was coming. Isaiah said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We have hope because Jesus saves us.
The prophet Isaiah was not the only one to tell people that Jesus was coming. The angel Gabriel went to Mary and told her not to be afraid because God was with her. God had chosen Mary to give birth to Jesus. Angels also visited the shepherds and told the shepherds the good news. Your Savior is born today in Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. Do we have angels here with us today?
Are there any angels?
Do we see angels? Do you guys, we have any angels? I think I see some out there. Will all of the angels come forward and help us praise God for the gift of Jesus?
All right. Are the angels going to be right here? That's good. That's a good angel spot. All right.
Lo, how a rose hair blew from tender stem hath sprung of Jesse's lineage coming as those of old have sung. It came a flower at bright amid the cold of winter when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind. With Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother kind, to show God's love aright. She bore to us a Savior when half spent was the night. Oh, flower whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispelling glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man, yet very God, from sin
prophet Isaiah predicted the peace that Jesus would bring when he said, "They will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war."
On Christmas, we declare that Jesus Christ is in fact our Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to be in a relationship with God. We can have peace with God because of Jesus. We can begin to live peacefully with our neighbors because of Jesus. When Jesus returns, he will bring about a peace that lasts forever.
All right, so let me ask you something. When Jesus was born, was he born in a fancy hospital? He wasn't? Was Jesus first bed a really nice crib with a comfy mattress? No, Jesus was born in a stable where animals were kept. And Jesus' first bed was a manger or a feeding trough for animals. And Jesus slept on a bed of hay. God's son Jesus could have been born in a palace, but instead he was born in a barn with animals. Do we have any cows and donkeys and sheep with us today? I think I see some out there. We see some animals. Will all the cows and donkeys come forward and help us prepare a place for Jesus?
God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. We believe in Jesus Christ and are in a relationship with God. Then we are given the gift of joy. Joy is different from happiness. Joy is the comfort we have in knowing that God is with us no matter what. God is with us through the good times and the bad. Joy is the expectation we have is knowing that God wins in the end. Revelation 21, verse 3 and 4 say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. God will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore. For the former things have passed away."
Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring you good news, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord." The shepherds were the first to hear the good news that Jesus Christ, the Savior, had been born. The shepherds were excited to hear about the birth of the Savior, and they immediately went to experience the good news for themselves. After the shepherds saw the baby lying in the manger, they left and told everyone about the Christ child. The shepherds were filled with joy over the birth of Jesus and could not wait to share that joy with others. Do we have any shepherds or sheep here with us today? All right. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that throughout the empire, everyone should be enrolled in the tax list. The first enrollment occurred while Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, and wrapped him snugly in a manger and laid him there because there was no place for them in the guest room.
All right, angels, shepherds, what is the reason that we celebrate Christmas?
Because baby Jesus was born.
That's right. Jesus is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Let us sing Away in a Manger together as Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus come and join us. You guys want to stand up?
Stand up and come right. Can you just come right? All right, good job.
Thank you.
job. Good job. All right. On Christmas, we recognize that God came to earth in the person of Jesus. John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have everlasting life." God didn't send God's Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God is with us. God loves us. And that is good news. God loved us so much that God sent God's Son to earth to be with us, to love us, and to save us.
Angels, shepherds, and even wise men who came from a country far away all rejoiced in the birth of Jesus. When these wise men saw Jesus, they were filled with joy. They fell to their knees and worshiped Jesus. They presented Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Do we have any kings and wise people with us here today? I think we do. I think I saw some
even
out
a star?
There. And we might have some a star that they followed. Do we have a star? Will all of the kings and the stars join us? Kids, would you all stand up and face me, okay? So you can see me, all right? Because you're going to sing right now, okay? So make sure you can see me, all right? Shorter ones, you can get to the front, okay? You littler ones, that's good. Here, Ellie, get over there so you can sing. I'm going to sing, make my light shine, okay? Are you ready to sing? Stay by me. Okay, that's fine. You can stay by me.